It's easy, 105.9 and 100.7, refreshing and relaxing. It's about almost 60 out there, partly sunny, and the rain will move in later this afternoon. Today's highs in the mid to upper 60s. Good morning, Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff, Strand Urgent Care of South Strand Internist. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
So how y'all been doing over there? You getting through the flu?
About 20 cases a day.
No, I hate this. I hate this. Well, prayers for all those involved, and I know you're working really hard, and we appreciate your time. Of course, this brought to you by South Strand Internist. Today, the topic is
low blood sugar.
Low blood sugar. Now, I mentioned this, I think it was earlier this week in the Easy Health Update, and ways to lower that number. So what are we talking about today?
Well, so this is specifically for the diabetic patients.
Okay.
There's much higher risk of having low blood sugars. Now, non-diabetics can sometimes have low blood sugars if they have some special conditions, but that's not very common. And so diabetes is very prevalent in our society, and many of those patients may be taking a medicine that can lower their blood sugars too low. And I was at a talk last night. A local doctor was talking about low blood sugars and symptoms, and it kind of made me realize that we ask our patients, are you having low blood sugars? And they tell us no all the time. But the studies don't support that. The studies actually show as many as 50% of patients that are type 2 diabetics are actually having low blood sugars, and they may not know it.
Interesting. And so diabetes, why is it so prevalent? Do you think it starts at a young age in our families when we are rewarded with candy and stuff like that?
It's a combination of things. It's certainly inheritable disease. So if there's diabetes in the family, then there's more risk of you having diabetes. But our lifestyle, you know, we've become sedentary. We've got technology that does everything for us, and we don't have to do anything anymore. If you want to get something to eat, you can just stop at the drive-thru, grab it, and go. And so we're less active. We're more obese than we used to be. And so the processed foods and the sugars in our foods, I mean, there's just we're driven by money in this society now. And so the companies that are making the products, they have to make them taste good. They have to make them that people are something people want to buy. And so they add salt and they add sugar and they add these things to our foods to make it taste good. So we'll buy more of it.
And now Valentine's Day fast approaching.
No, no problems at all with Valentine's Day and sugars.
You know, I volunteered at elementary school, and I like to take them little presents and stuff around the holidays. So I'm thinking, what is a low-sugar treat that I could, you know, buy 20 of to take for the whole class? And I guess I'll just take them, you know, like an apple. I don't know.
It's tough because even fruit snacks are loaded in sugars. So you think that they're healthy because it's made out of real fruit, but you have to watch those labels and see, you know, what are you actually taking in? What's the sugar content? Is it natural sugars? And how much is there?
I was on a program last year, and I had to count my sugar on all the labels, and I couldn't have anything that was over 2 grams of sugar. That's a lot of things. It's a tough call because even bread, some breads, even if you're on whole wheat bread, it's got, you know, 7 grams of sugar. Any advice on and tips on reading labels and sugar grams?
Just that. You have to look at the labels. And I had a patient that told me one day, oh, I eat healthy. I have a bowl of Raisin Bran. And I said, look, what you don't realize is the raisins in Raisin Bran have a lot of sugar. And if you look at the label, Raisin Bran has something like 12 grams of sugar per serving. A bowl of Fruit Loops has like 9 or 10. So the healthy, quote, healthy cereal actually has more sugars than the sugar cereal does.
Yeah, even like oatmeal.
You have to read the labels. So.
And, yeah, what are some other tips for today for folks? And especially maybe exercise, too, but adding maybe more fiber?
Well, specifically, let's talk about the symptoms of low blood sugars, because there's a lot of patients out there that want the generic cheap medicines because they're $4 at Walmart or whatever. And what our patients don't realize is sometimes those medicines, although they may be cheap today, could cause a severe low blood sugar that could make them get admitted to the hospital and cost thousands of dollars tomorrow.
Good point. Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful now. The specific type of pills that can cause low blood sugar are the sulfonylureas, and that's gliburide, glipizide, and glimepiride. And then insulin is the other one that's a danger of causing low blood sugars. And so if patients are on any of those medicines, they have to be very careful and watch their sugars. And so the symptoms that they may not realize that they're having that could indicate a low blood sugar is sometimes just hunger. Mm-hmm. So when your sugars are low, your body knows that you have low sugars. And so it creates the sensation of hunger, and it makes you want to eat because the body's trying to get into your system sugars to bring it up. And so a lot of times patients gain weight when they're on these medicines because they may be having low blood sugars and their body's giving them this hunger feeling and making them eat more, and that's keeping their sugar too high.
Right.
You could have shakiness, palpitations, sweating. You can have headaches, dizzy feeling. You can have confusion and difficulty speaking and slurred speech and almost stroke-like symptoms when it's severe. And in a really, really severe case, you can actually go into a coma, a diabetic coma. And so we talk about low blood sugars that are mild to moderate, and that's something that the patient can just drink a little juice and that can bring their sugars up. Severe low blood sugars are something that maybe they're incapacitated and someone else has to give them juice, or you're calling EMS and they're getting them a shot to bring their sugars back up and taking them to the hospital.
So maybe one of the first steps, come in to see you, maybe a blood panel. Is that how you determine?
So for the patients that are taking those certain medicines, they should be monitoring their sugars on a regular basis. And if they feel any of those symptoms, they need to check their sugar. And a lot of times what people do is when they have a low sugar, and a low sugar could be anything under 70, or it could be anything that where they've dropped from a high to a normal level very quickly. So if you normally run 150 and you drop down to 100, you're not going to feel that. But if you normally run 250 and you drop down to 100 in a very rapid time period, that's going to cause that low blood sugar feeling, even though 100 isn't considered technically low.
Gotcha.
So we as providers have to be careful and slowly bring those very high sugars down so the patients don't get those symptoms. When you do see a low blood sugar, don't start just forcing candy and cake and ice cream in
right.
to bring it up. So for diabetics, I talk about carbohydrate counting, and I talk about 15 to 20 carbohydrates per meal. Well, for a low blood sugar, it's about the same, about 15 to 20 grams of sugar to bring that up. And so you don't want to overdo it, and then you go up in the 200s or 300s. So you just want to, again, take enough in to bring those sugars back into a normal range, and then you should be okay depending on the medication.
Great advice today, Dr. J. Vance Vandegrift at Strand Urgent Care, part of South Strand Internist. And folks, if you'd like to make an appointment, that number, 843-945-3030. Thank you, doctor. You be well, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.